Automobile executives from across Kentucky and beyond have been briefed this week on many facets affecting their industry during the annual AutoVision conference in Lexington. Among the topics has been materials used in building today's vehicles. Larry Brown is director of Detroit-based Lightweight Innovations for Tomorrow, or LIFT, a public-private nonprofit partnership. Brown says in vehicle construction, it's all about finding the right material for the right place.
We can selectively put the right materials where we see the highest loads, whether it's crash or what have you, in the right place, so that at the end of the day, we do result in lightweight solutions and we do not compromise the safety of the vehicle.
In his presentation, Brown spoke of aluminum, magnesium, and titanium, as well as steel and hybrid materials. Presentations didn't focus exclusively on four-wheeled vehicles on the ground. Brown touched on aerospace applications in addressing auto executives. He says moving to lighter construction materials for aircraft can affect both commercial and military operations. Brown says the aerospace industry may be a little more aggressive than the automotive business in going after newer materials and paying a little more. Kentucky ranks second place nationally in aerospace exports. The LIFT executive says a program initiated this past spring aims to help military personnel move from the armed services to manufacturing jobs.
We launched that with the ideal of being able to reach out to military that we know that are going to be separating within the next 6 months and start a training program that they could start to get into now, so that once they leave the gates of Fort Campbell, there's a job, there's an opportunity lined up for them.
Brown concluded his remarks noting that the perception of manufacturing jobs being dirty and dangerous remains alive and well today. But the LIFT executive says manufacturing is moving every day into a more high-tech profession. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.